Good morning. Welcome to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Friday, August the 12th, 2022. It is 6:39 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. If you know anything about numeric patterns, I have 39% battery life. So that's a lot of 12s. Not to mention today is actually a 12. And if you really do the numbers, 12 breaks down to a 3. So that's 333 energy. Yesterday, I was going to do zodiac signs. I was actually supposed to start with Virgo, and then I decided that it was more important to me to get at least all of the Young, Live, and Vitality line uploaded and made available in the online store. So you could see that on Facebook, not on the marketplace, just on my page. And you can see that on the website, divinity648.com. I was extremely aggressive with the pricing to make sure I could give it to you guys at the cheapest cost available to me, because inflation's here, right? We are all in this together, which means it's not about getting rich off of one product. It's about getting those products into more people's hands to raise the vibration of the collective. And the reason why I'm so into the vitality line is because, one, you can eat it. You can cook with it. You can put it in your mouth. You can put it in your teas. You can put it in your waters. You can put it in your spiritual baths. And that's key for me. There is nothing I hate more than a spiritual bath. And you have to clean the bathroom when you're done because of the mess. Working with essential oils, there is no mess at all. So that's key for me. And I think that would be key for a lot of individuals who really need some help getting their vibration up without the extraness. So today we're doing collective energy. For me, collective energy means this energy or these situations are going to impact more than one zodiac sign. And of course, we all have birth charts. We are all always more than one zodiac sign. For some of us, we're all 12. And for others of you, you're not all 12, but because you interact with so many people, you are all 12, right? Because you typically embody the energy of those around you. So collective energy number one for me came through as this song, Congratulations. And I don't know the song, but I always hear the song played on this woman's, like, she'll start singing it on YouTube. She'll just start singing Congratulations. And I keep hearing that song on repeat. So a lot of you are going to have some good news coming in. For some of you, it's a pregnancy. For others of you, it's a job promotion. For others of you, it's just a new job. For some of you, it's a new vehicle, a new home. There's just a lot of new coming in. I kept hearing dominantly, it's a pregnancy. And I know I heard this the other day. Some people are going to find out they're pregnant. Others are going to find out they got somebody else pregnant. I got that vibe originally when that brown paper bag thing kicked off. So good news for some, bad news for others, but regardless, a child is a blessing. And remember, the energy that you put into a pregnancy or send towards an unborn child is actively interacting with that child, right? When I did the download for children, and I was learning about fertility and Empress vibes and the cycle of life and the way that the fetus is grown, and how two halves kind of meet in the middle, which is why we have one left side and one right side that looks different from each other. The masculine side, the feminine side, one side more dominant with your parental side, father side, the other side with your mother's side. Typically, it's because of the way that the genes kind of get woven together, okay, DNA. I got to see how all of that stuff comes in together, and they would not stop teaching me the significance of people's energy, okay? DNA never stops living. Like, that sounds crazy, but what they showed me was when you create a child, your DNA is a part of that child. And during the fetus growth period, your physical energy and your physical body as the adult who helped create that child, somehow, some way, is still connected with the DNA in that process of growing the other child, right? The other child, motherfucker. Some of you are having more than one child with more than one individual. That's going to be a toxic ass situation. And it's not going to be received very well from certain people. Here we go with the brown paper bag. So back to what I was saying, be mindful of your perspective and your intentions and your motive and your energy, because the DNA growing that baby is actively receiving and sending, I'm hearing more so receiving, parts of your vibration still. So even though you're not, you could be in another country after getting someone pregnant, you could be in another state, that child's growing. Your DNA is alive in that process and is somehow, some way, still synced to the DNA within your physical being. Okay. So if you're thinking about this child and you're like, oh, F this, and, you know, negative, you know, vibes, the DNA growing that child, the energy associated with that child's karmic cycles and life lessons is all associated to your actions and behavior and energy throughout the course of that pregnancy. So keep that in mind. And if this is a toxic situation and you can't stop the toxicity, I don't recommend you having that child or keeping that child. At least allow that child to be in a dynamic where it could be loved and surrounded with other energy to kind of teach it a better way of living through the karmic lessons that it's going to have to clean up because of the karmic cycles associated with its creation. The foundation will be tainted, I guess, is what I'm coming with. Because now I'm seeing a foundation and I'm just seeing it. Okay, so think of this child as a foundation. If you are doing a shitty ass job with that foundation, chances are the building that is growing or being built on top of the foundation, it's not going to be structurally sound. It's going to be, you know, maybe the floors will bow, maybe one half. Think about Florida. You know, they saw that the floor was bowing, right? They saw that the ground itself was uneven. There was dips everywhere and cracks everywhere because they didn't take their sweet time and make the mixtures correctly. They rushed through it. They laid things down without giving things enough time to cure. I keep hearing cure, occur, or settle. You know, they kind of just rushed through everything. And that building collapsed and killed a lot of people out in Florida, right? So that's kind of the same deal here. This pregnancy is the foundation of an actual human being's life. And during the pregnancy, both parents need to have high vibrational energy as much as possible and be loving towards the situation so that way that child has a solid foundation and its life can be structurally sound, if that makes sense. The way that I saw the DNA, the way that I saw karmic cycles, I can't put that into words, but the best way to explain it is it's just like a foundation. A pregnancy is the foundation. The life is the building. If you don't nurture and tend to that foundation, the building itself will crumble. That human being that's going to be created will have a karmic life. They'll have karmic situations. They'll lack common sense. They'll go through things that they don't need to go through. They can have learning delays. There's so much that can happen. And remember, physical stuff is side effects of energetic stuff 9 out of 10 before anything. So collective energy right now, after I just gave you the most craziest rundown of what channelings and synchronized information from the divine is all about, that's what's going on. Some of you are pregnant. Some of you are getting pregnant. Some of you got someone pregnant. Some of you got two freaking people pregnant. or you got somebody pregnant right after the other, or somebody just had a child and you went and got somebody else pregnant. Some of you, that child was not your person's child, which is why they rushed and got you pregnant, especially before you found out that they even got somebody else pregnant, only to find out that it wasn't their child because they chose that person over you. And now they have to show face and they're hoping that with a child, they can make it up to you and fix the chaos that they caused in between you two. For some of you, they really did get somebody else pregnant. That person already had the child. They still left that person. They still got you pregnant because they still want this life with you and they realize they made a horrible fucking mistake. Others of you, they only got you pregnant because they see you glowing the fuck up, and the idea of somebody else having that family life with you and giving you that child literally destroyed them. It gave them that brown paper bag moment. Like, they literally put that bag to their face and was hyperventilating thinking about the idea of you progressing in life with someone else. So for some of you, there's only a child in play because the idea of somebody else enjoying a life with you kind of felt equivalent to death. For others of you, you know, men are shady people just like some women are, and they will get you pregnant just for stability. You know, they don't care about that child. And I mean, they will when the child gets here, they'll have love, you know, but the act is like, I'll just give this one a baby and then I'll have them for life and I don't have to worry about shit kind of deal. That will blow up in their face, so don't worry about it. Still embrace that pregnancy. Love the shit out of that baby. Pour nothing but unconditional, receiving, loving energy into your womb to make up for the negative energy that's coming from the other party. Vice versa, gentlemen. If you got someone pregnant and they're just toxic as fuck, send nothing but loving vibes through your energy to that womb, right? Pray to that child the way you would pray to a god. Because children, whether you want to believe me or not, their soul does not enter that body until right before birth. That's what creates a natural birth, is the joining of a soul with the fetus and the fetus actually being conscious enough to want to get the heck up out of, you know, the inside of somebody's body. So it's about creating that fetus with the right vibes, the right energy. So when the soul enters it, it's not in conflict and dealing with karmic cycles from the jump. That's the collective energy for a good portion of you. It's pregnancies, it's birthing. If you're not having a child, you're birthing creative endeavors. You are moving, you are starting a fresh life. You just got a new job. You feel like a million bucks. You're excited, you're nervous, you're throwing up. You're like, I got this, I don't got this, I got this. You're going through the same ebb and flows as somebody who just found out they were pregnant. Except it's not a baby. You know, for some of you, it's a pet. For some of you, it's a house. For some of you, it's career. It's education. It's a new lover. You know, some of you adopted. Same deal. You know, these children, the souls can enter the body, and the body has karmic energy associated with it, right? Because karmic is physical. In addition to the soul's karmic lessons. So you want to alleviate as much as possible for this child by surrounding them in high vibes so they have a chance. What else for this energy? So collective energy, new beginnings, new blessings, blessings in disguises. You know, I'm seeing the Trojan horse. Oh, God. You know that story of they built this big giant horse and they hid in it and then they delivered it and they were hiding in it. And when everybody went to sleep, when everybody went to sleep, they all came out of the horse. Well, the goal was to come out of the horse and attack everybody. Some of you use some caution, right? Because I'm tying this to a child, because pregnancy is huge right now for some freaking reason. others of you who are on this level, but it's not a physical baby, you need to still be careful, right? Somebody is going to give you something, commitment, engagement ring, an opportunity, a car, a home, a job, but they're giving it to you with an ulterior motive, right? It's that, this is that equivalency to, oh my God, I just got so-and-so pregnant. I'm having a baby with so-and-so. The person I want to be with, or this person that I've been with, is glowing up so much. And I'm realizing that I chose wrong, but I can't have this person with anybody else. So let me get this person pregnant too. It's deceitful, right? That, layer that over your life, but take away the pregnancy and put that over a partnership. Put that over an engagement ring. Put that over a new house. Put that over a settlement offer. Put that over other dynamics that are going on in your life. Are you getting what you are supposed to be getting because of the right reasons? So congratulations. It's bittersweet. You know, a lot of people are, if you're not analyzing your situation, you kind of need to, right? You kind of need to. Did you get the job because you were the best candidate for the job? The job pays amazing benefits. Or did you get the job because they couldn't find anybody else for the job? You were the last choice or the cheapest choice for the budget kind of deal. Or did somebody kind of call some shots to give you that job? And if they did, why? How does it benefit them? Why would they do that kind of deal? You know, just not so much be focused on the details that you are distracted from being grateful, but be so focused on the details that you are not blindsided, manipulated, or, you know, played. Yeah. Why'd you get that job? Make sure you understand why. What's the job about? I'm getting a lot of like, take that deceitful energy that would be in that pregnancy dynamic and layer that same energy on other dynamics going around collectively. You know, did somebody do something? You know, are you getting a settlement because somebody was a shady fuck? Well, how do you know that they're not being a shady fuck in that settlement too? You know, are you getting what's owed to you? Rightfully owed to you? Or are you getting a third of what you should be getting, but don't know that? You know, like, do some research, I guess, is what I'm saying to you. Not just if you're pregnant. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. You know, why now? Why not before? Why are you getting that promotion now and not before? You know, what happened to the person that was in that seat? How did they fail so you can succeed? You know, what was the conflict with the last person so those conflicts can be addressed, right? Karmic cycles are about shutting shit down so they don't continuously repeat. So do your research. Why? Why am I pregnant now and not before? What happened to the other hoes that you was dealing with that all of a sudden there's a pregnancy on the table? You know, why am I getting promoted all of a sudden and not like the 10 years that I've fucking been here? You know, what happened that this position is available? You know, why am I getting a pay raise now and not before? What happened? Did you realize that you weren't paying me what you should have been paying me this entire time? Wouldn't that be an insult for me if you realize that you've been underpaying me? And then you offer to give me just what you realize you should have been paying me the entire time. That's a fucking insult. That's an insult. That's an insult. So do your research. I'm just hearing, don't take away the gratitude from the dynamic. Be grateful for whatever is landing on your lap. But pay attention. Don't be so caught up in the moment that you are not looking at the details and the overall big picture. Step back from that and actually look at it. You know, oh, I've been trying to date this person for 7 years, and all of a sudden it's like they're mine. Well, why are they yours now after 7 years? What's wrong? What happened? What's right? What's right? What happened? Were they with someone that played the shit out of them, gave them a taste of their own medicine, humbled them? Are they coming to you with genuine intentions after being humbled, after being dragged, after being embarrassed? What roles have they played? I guess is the overall collective energy. Pay attention. What else am I getting? I'm trying to get it all into one recording so I don't have to do like 6 collective energy readings today. That is the overall collective energy. It feels like a lot of things are falling into place, but they're falling into place for a reason. So just, you know, as you're snapping in that final puzzle piece, step back. You know, what happened to that puzzle piece? Why did it take you so long to get it into its position? You know, was it under the puzzle? Was it on the floor? You know, did your kid come over to the table, grab it, and walk away with it? Did you drop it? Did you lose it and finally find it somewhere else? You know, do you have a dog or something that kind of, you know, pushed it off the table? I know my cat loves to get up on the table and knock things over just to do it. There's a reason. There's a reason why things are happening now and not before. And it's not just divine timing. I'm not getting divine timing. I guess that's my conflict here. It doesn't feel like divine timing. It feels like now or never. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just challenging why the now or never energy is associated with the blessings that are being delivered. Because it doesn't feel like divine is saying this is the perfect time. It just feels like divine was pushing people into dynamics and situations. Oh, that's that equinox energy. Yes. Oh, I love it. We are in solstice away from equinox, and equinox kicked motherfuckers' asses and was like, it's now or never. It's now or never. Do what you got to do or sit the fuck down type vibes. End karmic cycles, you know, level up or get left behind kind of vibes. Oh boy. Remember what I said, regardless, if you're going to have a child, if this is related to a child, remember, no matter what is going on, no matter who deserves what, no matter what fuck shit they were doing, that's if you're having that child, if you're giving birth to that child, regardless if you plan to raise it or not, you have to pour unconditional love towards the energy of that pregnancy, even in your own thoughts, even in the father's side. No fear, no negativity. Beautiful vibes surrounding that pregnancy. And if you got someone pregnant by accident, as fucked up as you might feel, try to still come at the pregnancy with high vibrational energy so that you are not tainting the foundation of that child's life, regardless if you plan on being in it or not. Okay? So again, a lot of you, it has nothing to do with a person. It's opportunities, it's blessings, it's doors opening. For some of you, you've been on the waiting list. Oh shit, you've been on, oh boy. Some of you, you've been on a waiting list for an apartment or a house or a dynamic like that for so long. And all of a sudden out of the blue, oh, guess what? We got a random opening. You can move in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. When do you want it? And you're like, what? I just talked to you like a week ago. And there was, what the freak? Yeah, I'll take it. You're so excited. You can't wait to move in. You finally get in. You're all happy. Fresh new beginning. And then you find out somebody committed suicide in your house or somebody was murdered in that house.
And don't say shit like this don't happen. My first apartment as a single mom of two children, my first apartment as a mother of two, I was on the waiting list for an apartment. And this is why I'm saying it, because they literally just brought that situation right up in front of my face. I should be splitting this up into different readings, they're saying, but I'm going to cram it all into one. So, new apartment on the waiting list, all of a sudden it's available, and then you're happy, fresh new start, and then you find out there was a death there, and there's some funky shit going on in the house. Burn some sage, people. And if you can't burn sage, burn some Palo Santo. Palo Santo is just as effective as sage, except it doesn't have that overwhelming burnt smoky smell. It's like a sweet licorice type smell. You can also use a diffuser. You can also put a crystal grid around your home. Black tourmaline, selenite, hematite. Google spiritual benefits of, protective properties of black tourmaline, hematite, selenite. You know, look at other crystals. I favor those crystals because of the versatility that they come with. Being a multidimensional person, you don't want to walk around with 50 million freaking stones. You want to minimize what you're carrying and what you're keeping around you. Those are like, think about the person who goes to work and wears like one hat, but technically that one hat is like 20 different roles within that company. I like the crystals where it's one crystal, but they're wearing 15 hats technically in that one crystal. So some of you got a nice place. You're all excited. Oh my God, what a great opportunity. Some of you, you just bought a house. Oh my God, I can't believe this. This house was the perfect price. They lowered their price. They didn't haggle me. And then you find out somebody murdered somebody there or somebody died there. And they just wanted to hurry up and get the plate. They just wanted to hurry up and get it off their plate. You know, it's a beautiful blessing, but it's bittersweet. This is that collective energy. It's not going away. This is what's going on. Pay attention to whatever blessings are coming in. Keep sending positive vibes to these blessings. You know, be grateful, show gratitude, but there's something else going on. And it's not something you can't handle. You know, again, it could be another child in motion. You could, you know, it could be so much fuck shit, man. Just pay attention. Keep the positive vibes going. Look for solutions. You know, maybe you got the house of your dreams, but there's no copper pipes because it got robbed. And now you got a big ass bill and you got to put all these copper pipes in the house. You know, for some of you, you got this beautiful home of your dreams, but there's mold in the basement. So now you have to call somebody in and you have to have the whole house looked at. I'm pretty sure that's not the case because I think you have to have inspections anyway. Go through shit with a fine-tooth comb, I guess, is the overall collective energy. Pay attention. I'm not saying look for problems, but keep your eyes open for them because they're there. And if you address it and have knowledge of it in the beginning and up front, not because you're looking for bullshit, just so that way there's clarity, just so that way there's peace, just so that way all persons involved are involved because they have the same and equal amount of knowledge and are choosing to stay involved in a dynamic, knowing everything that there is to know. There's no entrapment. There's no coercion. There's no manipulation. There's no negative karma associated with the dynamic, right? It's like you got someone pregnant, but you're still with somebody else. You got someone pregnant, but somebody else is pregnant. You got someone pregnant, but you just had a kid. You got to let them know up front what's going on. So there's no negative karma or negative energy associated with the dynamic. They're going to find out eventually. Don't do that to someone. Don't do it. Especially now. We don't fucking third dimension. I don't give a shit what anybody says to me. I feel things different than the average individual, right? Like, I can't take birth control. birth control will mess up my mind, my body, everything. I get fidgety. I get sick. My cortisol levels get crazy. Like, they're up and down. It is a nightmare. Same thing goes with most medications and some vitamins. Like, I'm very cautious about what I put in my body because I can't put just anything in my body. Right? You don't know what your actions and your motives are going to do and impact someone in what way, or how they're going to impact someone in whatever way. But you got to tell them up front so they can take the best course of action, not just because it's beneficial or not beneficial for you, but for everybody involved. It's about not being selfish. There is no third dimension. Everything you do in the dark is going to be illuminated. That's what solstice does. That's what equinox does. It pulls back the shadow. The moon pulls back the confusion. The moon pulls back, you know, the clouds, so that way people can see clearly as they're entering solstice, you know? So people can stay on a clear path as they're exiting solstice and entering another equinox cycle. You know, you go through, you're in equinox. So you're being pulled in and things are being stripped out of your life, and you're seeing people for what they are and what they're doing, and you're paying attention. Some of you are ignoring the flags. You're going to wait, give them another chance. You're ignoring the flags. You're going to wait, give them another chance. Every equinox season is going to illuminate more and more and more and more. And if you keep waiting, when the annual cycles of equinox comes around, it's going to be a tower moment. The universe is going to set things off in motion that are going to cause disruptions. You know, all of a sudden something happens and you guys have a fight in this little thing that you guys have been ignoring, that you could have addressed months ago, turns into this big, huge, now somebody's arrested, somebody's thrown out of the house, somebody got hit, crazy shit, you know? You're at work, equinox is showing you something's not right with the figures, or somebody's not doing something right at work. They're not processing paperwork correctly, we'll say. Well, every equinox season comes around, it gets worse. You go looking for things, or you start to need things that you wouldn't typically need. And when you go looking for them, you can't find them. So you just reprint them and ignore it. Well, next equinox season comes around, it's going to do that to you again. But now you can't just print it. You can't just ignore it. What the fuck? Now all of a sudden you've got a state audit. Now that state audit is, where's this? Where's that? We don't know. Well, why don't you know? Well, because so-and-so's not filing things correctly. Oh, you didn't know so-and-so wasn't filing things correctly? Well, no, I knew, but so-and-so needs to, you know, that's their job. They've got to go through the ebbs and flows, and we're giving them a chance. Okay, well, figure your shit out. You have an audit. I need these papers now, not in 3 months. No, you can't reprint them. I need them. Okay, well, now you're doing overtime. You're probably not going to get paid. You're stressed the fuck out. They're all looking at you like you're lacking competency. Meanwhile, you knew so-and-so wasn't filing shit correctly. You didn't say anything. You didn't correct it. You just allowed it. And it blew up in your face. The smart thing to do, hey, this isn't where it's supposed to be. Hey, so-and-so might be better at a different task than filing. And it's not a personal attack on so-and-so. It's just not the right job for so-and-so. And while it might seem mediocre and mundane right now, oh, it's nothing, it's just freaking messed up filing, no big deal. Well, whatever's associated to those paperworks is going to come back up, and it's going to come back up, and you're going to need it ASAP, and you're not going to be able to get it ASAP because it was no big fucking deal. So a lot of you, this energy has nothing to do with the pregnancy. It has to do with work. These cycles are repeating themselves, and you guys keep ignoring these cycles, and it's like, Oh boy, man. Oh boy. I see it. I see it. I see it. You know, I see it. There's consequences for everything. And nobody's exempt from it. Not even me, man. For real. So deep breath. Enjoy your day. Keep your eyes open. If you see some fuck shit, address it to the best way of your ability. You know, you don't have to throw people under the bus. But if you can't get around it without addressing it in such a manner, do what you got to do. Because it's not about, you know, being everybody's best friend. It's about getting shit done and getting it done the right way the first time. So there's no chaos later on, right? It's about finding out the details at the beginning of your pregnancy so there's no bullshit later on. You know, you don't want to be pushing out no child and you're like, where's my baby daddy? Oh, he's in the room two doors down helping that one. Are you fucking nuts? Oh my God, hell no. You need to know what's going on. There's karma in play here. Karma's here. It's instant. So congratulations. I hope for those of you who are pregnant, there is no bittersweet energy tied to it. You know, for some of you, you might find out that you're pregnant and then your person isn't healthy. And that's their last child. So it's a little bittersweet because you're having this beautiful life, but you're losing a life, you know? So there's always different sides to everything. I'm seeing so many different scenarios. I tried to grab as many of them as I could without getting dark and heavy. I could keep going for hours on the different situations that this energy is going to apply to. Some of you, you're getting a grant. It's an educational grant. It's like, here's the funding to go to school and get this. And then you go to school and you get this and all this greatness is happening and you're so fucking excited. But maybe you need a little extra books or maybe you mess up here or there. There's just going to be a snag. So even if you're getting the grant, still put some money to the side and be prepared for something. Others of you, if you're sharing bills with someone, and they've notorious for screwing you and it screwed you over and financially set you back, be prepared. They're about to do it again. They're about to do it again. They're about to come up short again, or they're about to take off again, which is going to throw off their finances and bury you again as you dig yourself out of the hole that they just put you in. The karmic lesson here is give chances, give chances, give chances. But after so many chances, it's okay to say no. It's okay to say you're on your own. It's okay to say, nope, I'm done. I'm removing myself from this debt. I'm removing myself from this bill. You have your own bill now. You pay your own shit in your own name. This is done. Others of you, I thought I was going to end this. Hold on. I'm getting more. Now, that's it for this energy. The other energy that's kind of creeping through feels like a different set of collective energy that should be on a different recording. I'm actually getting a song. Help me end it. That's the song that I just played. So don't forget, YouTube, I do not... I like the channeled music that they're giving me. And it's never for just me. There's a lot of music that will just pop up and it has nothing to do with my life. That's the music that I'm putting on the public playlist, channeled messages, and then I put the date. And I've been just saving the music as they're throwing it at me. And some of you will scroll through that list and see songs that will pop out at you. Others will randomly shuffle it and play it. Some of you will go on like Tony Touch. I haven't heard Tony Touch since middle school. And I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I skimmed through it and I jumped ahead. Like I literally maximized the window on my cell phone, grabbed the time bar and dragged it and dropped it randomly to grab random portions. And it literally was synchronized information about things that were in my thoughts that I was looking for validation on. That's the main purpose of channeled messages through music. It's listen to this song. What is said in this song? What two words might jump out at you that is so significant enough that it changes the mood of your entire day or week or month, you know? So that's there. I've already saved one song, and I feel like that one song that I just saved is for the next recording, Channeled Messages, which I'm hearing is about communicating emotions. There's somebody who, oh boy, I'm hanging up. Next channeling.